I'm scared.
All right, Deja. So we're going to be talking about... So listen, you know Sunday is Father's Day, right? Sunday. What? This Sunday is Father's Day. And they want to ask you some questions about dad. So we're talking about dad and diabetes, okay?
Did you really think I was going to faint?
No, listen. So we're recording now. Okay, we're talking about dad and diabetes. We're talking about DD. D&D. Dad and diabetes.
DD! Almost like BB.
Yep, but DD. All right, so they want to know a little bit about you, so tell them your name.
Deja Young Gingerette.
Deja Young Gingerette. And how old are you?
6 and a half. Almost 7.
Almost 7. And then do you remember what day you were diagnosed with type 1 diabetes?
December 21st.
December 20th? Uh-huh. What year?
I said 21st on accident.
That's okay. December 20th, 2000.
And 15?
2015, yes. And then, do you remember anything about that day being diagnosed that you want to share?
Yes.
What do you remember?
I was at the hair salon, and I need to use the restroom. And I went to the restroom, and I pulled down my pants, but I was getting ready to sit down, but I couldn't make it because I need to pee really bad, so I just peed on the floor in accident. And so then I thought whoever was doing my hair, Miss JoJo, she was going to get mad. I thought she was going to get mad, but she didn't, and then she called my mom.
Yep, and then after that, we went to the hospital.
And I hate when they put that little thing in my arm.
The IV?
They can never find the IV in my arm.
Yeah, yep.
I hate when I take
that. Yeah, I hate that. All right, so let's see. We're going to ask some questions about dad. We're still recording. Let me see. So how do you think dad feels about your type 1 diabetes?
Well, I've asked him that before, and he's told me, but I think that he feels sad. Because, like, he doesn't want me to have diabetes. And I think that's the end of that question.
That's that. But you said you asked him before, and he told you. What did he say? What did he tell you? You forgot? But why do you think dad is sad?
Because he didn't know that I was going to have diabetes, because daddy's mommy and daddy already had diabetes, and he doesn't want another part of his family to have diabetes again.
Oh, I see. Okay, so that makes him sad. Yeah, even though his mom and dad had type 2, right? Yep. All right, so let's see. That was pretty good, Deja. Thank you. Okay, so
that was the worst question.
So how do you feel that dad supports you
in your diet? What does that mean?
That means, how does he help you? How does dad help you with your diet?
Sometimes when I don't want to do my blood sugar and I really mad that I have to take it because I don't want to do it. Daddy takes it for me.
Dad takes your blood sugar for you. And what else does dad do?
Oh, and also mommy.
But we're talking about dad. We're honoring dad for Father's Day, remember? D&D, dad and diabetes. So what else does dad do for you in regards to your diabetes?
Wait, what's regards?
Well, how does he help you how does he help you with your diabetes?
I can't think of any more.
Can't think of any more ways that helps you.
He does my shots for me.
He does, yeah. He does insulin shots. He's
awesome,
really good.
Mommy. But don't think that he said that. Just skip that part.
Yes, mommy helps too. So, let me see. So, tell me if you agree with me. So, here are some of the things that mommy thinks that dad is really good at helping. Tell me if you agree with me or not. I think he's really good. Sometimes with the carbs, you know how we have to count the carbs?
Oh, yeah, he's really good at that.
He's really good at that, right?
He's especially so good at guessing.
At guessing some of the stuff that doesn't have the carb count on it, right? He's so good at guesstimating.
So good.
And he gets it right most of the time, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's really good at that. And he's really good at making sure that you get your what at nighttime before bedtime. Huh.
My what?
What do you have to get? What shot do you have to get before bedtime? You remember the name of it? Your Lantus? Your Lantus. And so let's see. What are some other
courses? I'm just trying to be silly, okay?
Let me see.
Is this supposed to be silly or no?
We can have a little silly fun, but a little serious fun, too.
Okay.
Okay, we can have a little fun on both sides. A little fun, a little serious. A little fun, a little serious.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it says, what do you think Dad's greatest wish is for you?
To not have diabetes anymore!
Okay, let me hear it. So you think his greatest wish is for you to what? Say it so they can hear you.
For me to not have diabetes ever again.
Ever again.
Ever.
You think that's his greatest hope for you?
Greatest wish. It's not hope, it's wish.
Well, I said wish, but hope or wish. And what is one thing that you wished more people knew or understood about type 1 diabetes and having a child with type 1 diabetes?
I hope that everyone, when I take them to the office at school, I hope that they never would ask me what it is, because it's very annoying.
It is?
Very.
They always ask you when you have to take your friend to the office with you at school.
It's very annoying because they keep on asking me, like, what is it? And it's always popping up in my head, and I'm like,
I can't hear you. Okay.
I hear it 5,000.
Okay. And let me see. And I think that might be it. Let me see. What have been some useful resources as you navigate this journey? Okay. So the question is, and I'll help you with this one. It says, what has been some useful resources as you navigate this journey?
What does that mean?
That's what I'm going to tell you. So it means resources means like what kind of like support. So you know how we go to the JDRF picnics?
That's fun.
Mm-hmm. That's really fun. So do you think that's been helpful for me and Dad as far as learning and meeting other people with type 1 diabetes?
Yes. I hope to go to my school soon.
You hope so?
Hope.
Okay. And what else would you like them to know about your dad as it relates to your diabetes?
But it's on me.
Like, what do you want them to know about D&D, Dad and Diabetes? Or just tell them anything about Dad. Tell them about your dad. What would you like for them to know about your dad?
That me and Dad.
Talk like a big girl so they can
that
understand.
That me and Daddy, he always likes to play rough with me.
Mm-hmm.
And that he always likes to watch the fights.
Yeah. And how old, you know how old Dad is?
45,
okay.
Is he?
I think so, you're right.
Or is he 44?
I can't. 44.
Let me go ask him.
No. I think you're right. He actually is 44. He'll be 45 in October.
Oopsie, wrong number. And by the way, October 11th is my birthday. Just October is Dada's birthday.
Because it's 1st.
Basically is just October because October 1st is October.
Okay. And then the last thing is,
In Spanish, it's octubre.
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 Okay. That's how you say
octubre.
Is that how you say it in Spanish?
Octubre.
Octubre. And Sunday, remember I told you Sunday? I know. I have to work on my Spanish. I'll get it as I hear you do it more. So Sunday is Father's Day. Do you have a Father's Day wish for Dad? Okay, don't tell him. So, just talk low. What's your wish for Dad?
My wish for Daddy is that He could get whatever he wants.
That he can get whatever he wants for Father's Day?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Are you excited to celebrate Father's Day with Dad?
Yes.
What would you like to do? Where are we going to take him?
I think we should take him to go see... Wait, maybe we could set up like a little plan. Maybe at one of his family's houses, and then we can do a big surprise. Like, we're just going over to eat, but it's a party for him.
You want to surprise him and give him a party. All right, so we're going to sign off. Here, anything else? Oh, get up here and sit up here with me. Anything else you would like to say before we sign off? To say about Dad? How great a dad he is. You think Dad's a great dad?
I love
dad?
Giving him kisses.
Yes, he's a little kissable. That's your dad. You love your dad. You're daddy's girl.
And I like giving him hugs.
Yes, you do. Yep, you're daddy's girl for sure.
Wait, we've done this for 1 hour?
Okay, no, that's been 11 minutes now. You want to go? You want to sign off and say bye and then hit the red button?
Bye. Peace out.